Blog Talk Radio.
I think we don't realize that when we cross the line, it's because our perspective has changed. And when our perspective changes on an individual, how we're being treated, what's coming at us, it's a fight or flight. When fear can overtake you and cause you to act or react, unbeknownst to most people, 180 degree Wednesday is in reference to the ability to turn one's life around, to transition. And when you turn around, you don't make a 360 degree turn, you make a 180 degree turn and you go the opposite way. But there's also something out there that's known as the 180 degree rule, which pretty much states that it's in the film industry. And the film industry provides a perspective to a lot of different people. To see into an alternative world. It actually becomes reality for a lot of people. What they see on the, I'll say little screen, I was going to say big screen, but these theaters have been closed because of this COVID-19. There's a rule that says the two cameras that are filming two different people within a scene must remain behind the line of 180 degrees. Inside the line, I should say. Now, it's an invisible line when they're shooting a film, but a shot containing two people filmed in sequence. If the camera crosses that line, it means you're breaking the 180-degree rule, and so confusion results for the film viewers, and it alters their perspective because it makes it look like the people are switching places as one is watching the film. And so when those that are controlling the perspective, the camera, cross the imaginary 180-degree line, the ones that are on the outside looking in become confused because the perspective has altered itself and everything has changed. I find that fascinating within the film world because it might be virtual, but when we get into reality, it's how you see things. And the camera would be your eyes because when you're standing behind a 180-degree line, you are actually giving information to other people based on what you saw behind that line. As you cross the line, things change, and so will the information that you convey to others who are viewing. Things actually transition and change. That also takes me back to the fact that people can hear gossip and rumors about you and other people, and it will always alter, change with time as people cross the line. And, you know, it's never told the same way, which is why we should never allow ourselves to be swayed by what is said, especially if it's based upon information of what people are saying about you and what you used to do. People will stay stuck in a certain capacity of thinking you are the same person when you've actually made a change, when you've already made the turn in your life, the transition, your 180-degree transition. And people don't want to give you that much. But what I want to say is that the 180-degree rule that applies to film can also apply to life. Now, there's four individuals in this 180 degree rule in film, the two actors being filmed and recorded, the two cameramen on both sides, that when they begin to move around, alter the view. And now this is why you see a lot of different things in film, where they're altering reality by bringing in special effects and visual effects. But some of them are as simple as breaking this rule and coming across the line and switching the view and the perception of the characters and where they stand and what they're actually doing. You've been seeing this since movies like The Matrix, and, you know, with 360-degree view cameras where a guy can be standing still and the camera's spinning around. And it messes with people's minds that are seeing this, but people are swayed by it, that are seeing this visual because it's new to them. My point, and what I'm saying, that there are people that are feeding off of the way things look like they're going in your life because people are observing what's happening, and I don't think you should be swayed and react and respond. And I don't think people need to believe that everything they're viewing is reality or what they're hearing is true, especially as it pertains to you or whoever else. We're living in an altered reality, an augmented reality, and we're actually in the Matrix, and there are things that are happening to us that makes it seem so surreal to be existing. You don't even know what's happening. Well, I can tell you one thing is that prophecies are being fulfilled, and there's a transitional period taking place at the same time as great awakenings. And with these great awakenings and transitions, people feel that's the surreal feeling. People are at a loss, and we have people acting out. There's a lot of violence. There's a lot of cursing and hatred and anger. Love has waxed cold, and people are losing their grip on themselves, and they're having to try and figure out who they want to be, who they want to become. Redefining myself. Can I do that at this age? I thought I had a career path. I want to be transhumanist. I want to be a cyborg. I want the shot. I don't want the shot. I'm scared of it. Where are we going? I have no idea where the future is taking us. I'm just so unsure. And these are things that we have to learn to come to grips with in this hour that we're living in. We don't need to self-destruct or implode. There's a 180-degree rule in film, which is don't cross the line. So don't cross the line to alter the view. Other people are trying to alter your reality and your version of it and your view, but you have to be encouraged to know what reality is and not be swayed by altered, augmented, virtual reality within your own life. You decide who you want to be and you be who you are. A spiritual entity you are at the core. And at the core, that's what you must take care of. If you just feed into the physical reality of who you think you are, that's going to fade. That's not going to last. So the integrity starts with yourself and what you do when people aren't even looking at you. Because as we said, with the 180-degree rule that's in film, people are on the outside looking in, and the perspective changes when the cameras cross the invisible line. People become confused, but unfortunately, people are entertained and fascinated by that now. So it's time for us to focus on ourselves while other people are looking at other people in a way to be entertained. I'm not your entertainment. You're not someone else's entertainment. You are a soul that seeks to exist, make an impact, utilize your gift, change society, and not let society change you, because you're awesomely created and made. The Creator put a stamp on you, and you don't have to follow the rest of the crowd. You do everything they do. We're living in these transitional times, and we're being faced with many challenges. But if you at the core take care of yourself, spiritually, you'll know what you're supposed to do, and what direction to go. I'm your host, Four Reese. You've been listening to 180 Degree Wednesdays. And I hope that you remember this. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey and not a destination. Stay tuned for the coming year. And we'll be making some changes, different things happening. But it's been a trying year, but it's also been a fantastic year. You go out and make this a great hump day, because you have the power to get over the hump.